Well, I was a state legislator for 8 years. My first year being in office, I passed the Amber Alert bill, and you realize that you can make a difference in someone else's life. So that's why you, well, that's why I decided to run for Senate.
You were elected first in 2002.
Correct.
So you were part of that wave of Republicans that took over the House, essentially.
Correct.
What was that like? To be part of that class that kind of changed the way legislating happened in Jefferson City?
Well, I mean, I didn't know any better. I mean, I wasn't real political. I just went up there because I want to make a difference in people's lives. So I used to belong to, I still belong to a good amount of different charitable organizations, but at the time, I think I was belonged to like 12 different charitable organizations raising money, and I thought, what would be a better way to help people on a broader scale? And so that's why I ran for state rep. So I didn't have any idea what to expect when I got up there.
And I think out of the three candidates, you're probably the only candidate that ran in a really competitive district. The other two ran in very Republican districts.
Correct.
Didn't you knock off an incumbent to win, or was it an open seat?
No, it was an open seat.
Okay. And then, you know, I guess your next two elections were fairly competitive. You actually lost in 2008, but then won in 2010. What did you learn from the particular campaign where you lost, and what do you think it brings to your campaign? Because the other two candidates have also lost campaigns. Chuck lost in 2006, and Bob Onger lost in 2008. Both of them said that made them ready for this type of race. Do you think that made you ready as well for
no.
a race like this? No.
No. I think serving being a legislator for 8 years has made me ready for this position. You know, we're I think Bob's only served 2 years and Chuck's on his sixth year. Mm-hmm. So I think the more experience that you have, the better you can become a better senator.
Mm-hmm. Were you a chairperson of any committee when you were in the House?
Yes, I was chairman of a local government.
What was that kind of like? And from what I've gathered, that's a pretty important committee that handles a lot of bills. What was kind of your responsibility there?
Actually, I'm gonna hold that for a second.
Sure.
Let me show you something. It's easier to show you than This was my committee book.
Yeah.
This is the bill that I passed. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, trying to show you the final. So you have 352 pages.
Jeez.
This is the law. This became law. Mm-hmm. So what it entails is that you have 163 different legislators throughout the state of Missouri, and each area had something in this bill, because that's how you know what your area needs. So they would bring it to me. The legislator would bring it to me, and then if it was a good bill, good amendment, I should say, I put it into our omnibus bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that was probably stuff that impacted every corner of the state and every community in the state, essentially. Is that fair to say?
Correct. It impacted like let's say if I had something in for St. Charles County, or someone else would have something for Jefferson County, you know, so it would impact their area.
Okay. So this district, the second district, is one of the fastest growing parts of Missouri. It's geographically fairly large and has a population center here, population center in western St. Charles. That's the other two candidates. What's it kind of like to run in this type of district? And is this the type of district where, you know, going door to door and meeting voters directly is kind of imperative, or is it a situation where mailers and traditional media buys is the way to go? What's it kind of like to run in this district, basically?
Well, I mean, think about it from when I was a little girl. I mean, our population in O'Fallon was probably about 4,000. Okay, we're hitting about 80,000 at this moment, and we're growing still. So the growth doesn't really mean anything as far as, like, all of a sudden now it's a big district. It's a big district to me because of being raised here all of my life. I wish I could talk to every single person that's going to vote in this election, because if I talk to them, that matters. But apparently you can't because the district is large. Mm-hmm. So mailing is a good way people can get to know your message.
And you have a truck with your face on it.
Mm-hmm. I do.
One of your opponents also has a truck with their face on it.
He does.
Have you ever driven by each other?
Yes, we have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
I know this is a silly question, but does that give you a leg up in this campaign, that people might see that and be like, oh, that's kind of neat. I'm going to look into her campaign a little bit more.
I think what it does is that, you know, and probably the reason why I put my picture on, you know, my 4x8s, is because I'm a human being, and I want people to know that they're voting for someone that is just like them, that I care about their issues. And a lot of times when we go to the polls, we don't know who we're voting for, except for the research that we do, if we do research. You know, some people might not even do research, but I hope it makes them want to look me up to find out what I'm all about.
So before we get into, like, specific issues, I want to just ask generally, and the reason why I'm paying attention to this race in particular is twofold. Number one, there's literally no other state Senate primaries that are in the state where the winner becomes the senator. There's one in the 24th where the winner faces Jill Shoup, but there's no guarantee that person's going to win. If you win this primary, you will be in the Senate for at least 4 years, likely 8 years. Also, there's three candidates with basically the same amount of money who have interesting stories to tell. So, but the other reason why it's important is, you know, as I'm sure you know, state senators have probably a lot more power than state reps. They sponsor more bills. They can stop things through filibustering. If you're elected, what do you think your mentality would be in the Senate, and what do you think would be your biggest priorities if you're able to win?
Well, there's a lot of different priorities that I have. You know, one is, I always had this philosophy, well, actually, I have it on everything that I have. You know, it's people before politics. You know, another thing that I always have said is that I always want to help those that can't help themselves. And usually those are children and seniors. Not that I want to help it other people in between, I do, but... you know, we have a issue with our education in Missouri, with these transferring of students. You know, there's just a whole, with the economy the way it is, you know, I'm a small business owner. I can see that, you know, with the regulations and the taxations of businesses, we need to stimulate business growth here in Missouri. I mean, there's just campaign reform is another one.
Let's kind of talk about the general campaign so far. You know, there's two other candidates. I don't think you've
there is?
Yeah, I think there are. I don't think you've run against either one of them before, whereas Chuck and Bob have run against each other once. What's it been like so far? I live in St. Louis City, so I don't follow the campaign from day to day, but has it been pretty quiet? Has it been acrimonious? Have you guys just been kind of doing your own thing and campaigning? Like, what's kind of the tenor of the campaign been in the last couple of months?
You know, it's I thought it would be, I'm not sure what I expected.
Yeah.
But it's not anything like I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that, I thought that we would all run on our own record and then let the people decide who they wanted to vote for. But it's not happening that way. You know, it's just like if Andre thinks I'm ahead, then he all of a sudden he starts bashing me, or Chuck will do the same thing. You know, I am not going to do that. I'm going to run on my record.
So you're not going to attack either candidate? You're kind of going to stay positive throughout the process?
I'm not going to. You know, I don't want to make somebody else look bad so I can look good. Mm-hmm. There's no sense in it. I've done enough good for the state of Missouri that if I get my message out there, that people will know what kind of person I am.
I think the other thing that just general political observers have been surprised about is all three candidates have thrown their own money into the race, including yourself, six figures. What do you think that says about the state of Missouri politics that running for a state Senate seat requires this much money, including maybe some of personal money?
Well, I don't think it's going to take that amount of money to you know, run these races. Actually, I think there should be limits on races. That way everybody has the same amount of money that they can raise, and that's what they use. But that's not our law right now. Bob Onder put his money in, so he wanted to make it look like that he was the only one that had his own money. So, okay, I'll put my own money in to show you I got money. So then Chuck put his money in to show, well, he's, okay, we got money. Okay, we all three got money. Now where do we go?
Yeah, I mean,
It doesn't really matter.
Now, I've never seen a situation like this before. You see maybe one person self-fund and the other person maybe not, but now you all three basically have the same amount of money and the same amount of resources, and I don't really think anyone has an advantage here.
Because no, they don't.
Self-funding.
So no.
It's really just about...
It's nothing.
You really just go out, campaign, get your message out, essentially.
Right.
Is that basically your sense as well?
Yes. When Bob Onder put his money in, I called him up and said, do you want me to help you spend that? And he just laughed. It was just, you know...
Did he not think you were serious? Did he not think you were going to do the same thing or something? Or do you think he just laughed because it was a funny joke?
He just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said, well, okay. I said, I'll put my own money in. And we'll see. You want to put your own money in? I mean, it doesn't matter, really, seriously.
So maybe it's even the playing field a little
bit. It did. That's all it did.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
What do people spend money on in the St. Charles County State Senate race? Is it like mailers, billboards, those signs? I saw a lot of big signs on the way here. Like,
there's 4x8 you put up. There's billboards. There's, okay, the car wrap. Mm-hmm. There's mailers. There's radio. There's cable, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, to try to get your message out.
So you're going to go on TV for this race?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen Honda's ads in St. Louis City. That's kind of one of the risks, though. I guess if you go on network television, you're seen by
and you pay
a lot of money, and you're seen by people who aren't going to vote for you, and that's kind of one of the issues here. Because I used to work in Columbia, and doing that in Columbia, like running ads for state rep races, was common because no matter which station you put it on, you're probably going to reach your audience. Here, there's like a really good chance that somebody who watches that is not going to see it, but it's a high-stakes race, so I guess you got to do it. What are kind of your feelings of the last 3 weeks of this contest? What do you think the candidates are going to do, and you know, what do you think is at stake here for this race? I'm kind of transitioning more generally. Like, how do you think these last few weeks are going to go?
I think Bob Onder and Chuck Gassenberger will go negative, you know. Bob Onder's been, you know, he's told people that he's going to go negative against me, which that's fine if that's what he wants to do.
You mean negative, like on television or radio or something like that, or through mailers?
Think mailers. And probably what he'll do is not have it paid for by Bob Onder. He'll have probably one of Tom Smith's PACs do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't look like it came from him directly.
Yeah. But you've made it clear you're not going to respond negatively at all. You're going to keep it positive throughout the next 3 weeks. That's correct. Okay. I know you said that already.
No, you're correct.
Just one other question. Like, can you just explain your company a little bit? Your construction company?
I'm a general contractor. Mm-hmm. I built my first house when I was 17 years old, mm-hmm. and been building ever since. My husband was in the business with me, and he retired about 4 or 5 years ago. And now my son, that's going to be 39 this year, he's working it with me.
And you said you work all over the state. Do you work like across the country, or is it
no,
just Missouri?
No, just Missouri. We did a conservation department building that was down in Cape Girardeau area. Mm-hmm. So we build ambulance buildings, municipality buildings, mm-hmm. custom homes, additions.
Did you build the O'Fallon municipality building, or was that built?
No, actually, that's the college I went to.
Really?
Yes.
What college was that?
St. Mary's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a college there, and then they had an all-girls school there, high school.
Yeah.
And so I went to college there when it was a college. And then O'Fallon bought it and made it into City Hall. And a part of it is City Hall, and the other part is where the nuns live.
Oh, okay. Because I passed by, I was like, that's a really nice-looking City Hall. It looks kind of new even, but I guess
Well, they did the front
yeah.
on it, and they redid the inside. It really looks nice on the inside.
Very nice. The only thing, the other thing is, can I?